I'm Selena Sage, and Live Free is for our collective liberation. Namaste and welcome. The message that keeps arising for me very strongly is that you never stand alone. And I'm recording this morning on my balcony. I have two lovely friends visiting from the neighbor island, and hopefully there's not too much wind on the balcony, but I wanted them to enjoy the morning while I shared this inspired message that you never stand alone. And I'd like to explore that wisdom in three main categories. One is through the power of community, the Sangha. The second is through faith, and the third is through the power of our ancestors. And so when I think of the community, the Sangha, especially if you're on an artistic or spiritual path, it is such a gift to have those who understand and support your journey. When I think of the community that I have around me, if I reach out to someone like my dear friend Kira of Bliss Holistic Wellness Academy, which I did last night, I'm fortified by her reminder that we are on a divinely guided path. And so even though situations may feel challenging, they're all a part of our growth. Have a little tea here. They're all a part of our growth. And so we cannot begrudge those challenging moments because they strengthen us, they support us. And additionally, faith is a source of power and strength. And Sri Neem Karoli Baba said something that I read this morning that I was just very, very inspired by. It caused me to smile. And he said, if you have enough faith, you can give up money and possessions. God will give you everything you need for your spiritual development. God will give you everything you need for your spiritual development. What might it feel like to have that kind of faith? What must it feel like? I think I've had a taste of this medicine in the last 7 years after walking away from my career as, you know, like in engineering and business to do this writing thing, to seek ultimate freedom, to move to a remote island on the other side of the world, to travel around the world, all without a plan. There's really not much planning that has happened in the past 7 years for me. And his words are so true. It feels that I can really say that these last 7 years are a testament to the fact that this divine intervention from the source of all creation continues to happen in my life. And if I sit with that realization, there is only gratitude. There's only gratitude and thankfulness because I realize that none of this could have been accomplished by my own efforts. There's a power far greater than me that allowed for this all to transpire as it has in such a beautiful way, to have this intense spiritual development of the past 7 years that allows me to say that things like you're not the mind and you're not the body. Where does that come from? It comes from a realization of our true infinite self. And so when we're tapping into that infinite self that we truly are and recognizing that this human experience is just happening, it allows us to be free of those moment-to-moment worries, frustrations, and fears. So the community is a great source of remembrance. Faith is the ultimate source of power, strength, and peace, because that is really what we truly are. That is our birthright. That is our true state. But even if that seems too far in the clouds, we can remember our ancestry, and that is a source of power that is always with us. And there's a message from Mama Maya Angelou that keeps arising for me, especially this week. And she said, "I come as one, I stand as 10,000. I come as one, I stand as 10,000. And how perfect that there's this huge gust of wind as I was saying that. I hope the message was clear, but it feels like a memory of, or a reminder of, that power that's there. It's like the universe is agreeing with me. So when we stand as 10,000, we know that we're not alone. We have the strength of our ancestors, those that escaped bondage, freed themselves from turmoil and crises in different times in history, different places around the world. Their strength got them to a better life that we in this incarnation are beneficiaries of. And that strength is within us, that perseverance, that wisdom, not giving up, even when all the odds were stacked against them. That is the strength that's in your genetics, that's in you. Remember that. You never stand alone. You stand as 10,000. There's another bit of wisdom that came up, that your ancestors outnumber your fears. Feel their power. Your ancestors outnumber your fears. So in the face of whatever fear feels very strong, another big gust of wind, feel the power of your ancestors. Know that that power is far greater and stronger than your fears. And finally, there was a post that I wrote actually back in 2018, and it's a bit of a funny story. When I was in Thailand visiting a monk on the proverbial mountain, actually on a mountain, who was really trying to convince me that a tattoo of the phoenix would really alter my chi and my life positively. And I don't doubt that that could be true. I opted not to do that. But the experience was fun and very interesting nonetheless, because the phoenix is a mythological symbol that I feel very, very tied to. This idea of rebirth, freedom, and recognizing that we are born from the ashes of our trials. That even when we are suffering greatly, that becomes actually the seeds for something new and beautiful. And in that post, I wrote something that I'd remembered from something I'd once read, so I'm not sure who once said it, but it's that your grandmother's prayers are still protecting you. Your grandmother's prayers are still protecting you. So when I say that, I feel it. I feel the love of my grandmothers bathing me in power and strength. I feel them telling me to be still, to just be, to live free, to not worry. Their love is a source of great power. Their prayers cover me. And your ancestors cover you as well. Feel the strength, the power, and feel their presence. There's a bookmark that I remember getting from Japan when I was in Kyoto at Kiyomizu Temple. And I don't have the bookmark in front of me, but the bookmark said, "When I think of Kanon-sama, I'm in oneness with Kanon-sama," and that's a goddess. And so just by thinking of this goddess, you're in communion with them. So you can do the same with your ancestors, your teachers, your gurus, your loved ones. Just by thinking of them, you're in communion with them. And through that attention, you're able to experience that love, that wisdom, and that guidance. So these powers are within you. They're available for you. And the memory of your ancestors and the knowledge that their prayers and love and strength protect you is strength. You never stand alone. And when you know this, you feel this, and when you live this, your life takes on a very different quality. So I hope this message reminds you of that. I hope you feel inspired to reach out to your community, to your Sangha, if you feel so inspired, to be reminded of your own strength and the source of all strength. And know that that is available for you, so that you may be free in this moment of now and in the next moment of now till eternity, to be liberated, to know that your path is divinely inspired, that your needs will be taken care of, that you have enough, even when it doesn't seem like it. And before the wind blows us all away, I will just thank you so much for being here, to sharing with me in this communion, in this messaging, in this remembrance. May we be strengthened by this reminder and by our reaching out in whatever form that takes for you. Namaste.